There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on Thursday the 31st of December 2009. For newcomers out there, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, that's the main website. Scroll down, bookmark all the other sites I have up there, and that way you can download the latest shows if the big sites go down again, which they will eventually. And you have a bunch to choose from. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. And the Sentinel site is a European site. Has all the same audios for download, but it has a lot of transcripts for download as well of a lot of the talks I've given over the past years. And you can choose from the various languages of Europe, print them up, and pass them around to your friends. And as always, I remind you that you're the audience that brings me to you. I'm not backed by any sponsor. I'm not backed by any company selling anything. The ads you hear in the show are paid by the advertisers straight to RBN for the airtime. And it pays for the show, it pays for the airtime, it pays for the staff, pays for the bills at RBN. And it's up to you to keep me going. And go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, see what I have for sale, it's the books and discs that I have for sale. And from the U.S., remember, you can use personal checks to Canada. That's accepted. You can also use international postal money orders from the post office if you don't have a bank account. Some people just send cash. Others use PayPal. And you can also order the books through PayPal if you send a separate email. Outside the Americas, remember, same thing. Plus, you can use Western Union or MoneyGram. Or cash, or PayPal, again, it's up to you. But that keeps me going, as I say, and it's very expensive to do what I do here, and it's not just an hour per night, believe you me. Even after this show is over, it takes about 5 hours to upload all this stuff because of the speed cutback that I've been given from ExploreNet for being a bad boy and seeing things I shouldn't about the Canadian government. But that's what happens when you're not authorized to be out there speaking your mind. And for those who get a disc burned and passed to them to play on their CD players, you can write to me at Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P, as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, number 1, P-3-E-4, N1. And it's amazing. This is, again, so fast. This is New Year's Eve. And at one time, we could look forward to the next year and hope with good justification sometimes that things would get better. But we haven't had that for quite some time. Going by what's been happening in the world and to our own countries over the last few years, especially since 2001, and watching the changes in governance, as they now call it, where we really aren't run by dictatorships, in a sense. We're all bound together into a global system. We tend to cringe at the thoughts of what they would have planned for each year. And 2010, I'm sure they've got a lot planned for us, believe you me. They'd never let that number go by without giving us some really hard hits. But the thing is, when you're in a time of chaos, which these guys are very good at creating, you're kind of off balance, and you start to adapt much quicker and quicker into crazy situations, which before you wouldn't if you're hit with one at a time every 10 years. So this is a technique they're using on the public, designed by very high masters of psychology at the top. Back with more after this break.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watts and we're cutting through the matrix. Just talking about the horrors to come, you might say. Let's be honest about it. We know there's horrors planned as the Western world is really taken down as they amalgamate it all together into the new dictatorial types of system that they chose from. And this is a long-term agenda. As I say, it was going on before we were born. The only difference being then, they had world wars to bring these situations to pass to enable them to start amalgamating and set up international criminal courts, international monetary funds, all of these kind of systems that are attached to the United Nations, and to give the United Nations its power as well. Long-term agendas, and people have a hard time believing that anyone could sit down and draft out a long-term agenda. Do you know how easy it is if you have a group of people with incredible, almost unlimited financial wealth at their disposal? How easy it is to do that, since every country goes cap in hand to them to borrow money every year from the international bankers. Aldous Huxley is up on YouTube. I think it's YouTube, maybe other sites as well. But you'll hear some interviews he did in the 1950s with Wallace, I believe it is. And he talks about how easy it would be for a small group of elitists with scientific backgrounds as well and incredible wealth to use those sciences. And he was talking mainly about sciences of the mind, sciences of mass mind control, the Bernays types of characters, how easy it would be for them to take over a world. And he wasn't just dreaming out of his head. He sat in on world's meetings on that very topic with his brother, Julian Huxley, and had done so from a very early age. So yeah, they can plan it, and they do plan it. And you must have wars, as I say, conflict, to bring about change. Professor Carl Quigley himself said that wars have different purposes. One of them, of course, is economic. Every war is economic, no matter what reason a country gives for going over there, where over there happens to be. It's primarily economic, and it's never to serve the interests of the general population of the country that's going to send the troops over there. It always benefits a few. That's the history of warfare. But he said it has a secondary purpose, and that is to change the cultures of both sides of combatants. And that's what happens after wars, during war and afterwards. During war, governments expand like cancers, the governmental departments and bureaucracies, which step into different facets of private life, private business, private farming, private everything, and take all these things over to an extent, and they never let go. And at the end of wars, you have treaties signed, and for the last century or so, it's been international treaties from the League of Nations down to the United Nations, which again gives away your sovereignty to this clique in the United Nations. He also said that every president, and he was writing at that time in the 1960s, every president of the United States, regardless of party, and his top advisors and so on, were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he said they had been picking them for already 60 years. This Anglo-American establishment had been picking their leaders for the U.S. for 60 years, and that was written in the 1960s. With a global vision, of course, and a Darwinistic view of life, a belief in survival of the fittest, with themselves being at the top of the pyramid, because the ones at the top had accumulated the wealth and held on to it through generations. Wealth is more than just wealth. It means power. Power, political power, policy-making power, even war-making power. So that's it goes together. And they had a plan, a great vision for the future. You'll hear them say this often, a man with a vision is needed when the country languishes. And they supply the men of vision. It's never their own vision, of course. They're generally front men and patsies, but they certainly do what they're told by their masters. Today, the United States is taking the heat, and has been for some time, for the state of affairs over in the Middle East and in Asia. This is set up to be that way, of course. Even which George Bush said in 2001, he said in his speeches, oh, they hate us. It's the first time anyone had heard that term being used, that they, this big they, hate us. Now, why would people hate the U.S.? And the citizenry are always, in every country, the citizenry are the last to know of what your armies and your big international corporations have been up to. You're the last to know, as they go through different countries and the CIA are assassinating people or taking down regimes and then putting their own puppets in. That's an old technique that they learned from Britain. And eventually hatred builds up. But it's not the same kind of hatred as you would think, because we're living in a modern world of communication and education. And the peoples in those countries know that the American people are not running their governments. They know this. They're well, in fact, sometimes they're more well aware of it than American citizens. They know who's running the country. They know their background, their histories, their family backgrounds. But it doesn't make it any easier for them when the might of America is used upon them. it's so interesting, too, to see that Brzezinski, who helped design the last Afghanistan bog down, it was a bogging down for the Russian army, and Brzezinski took some of the credit for that. And I've mentioned before that DVD where he's over there in the 70s telling them that their war would be a holy war as he egged them on to get the war started against the Soviets, hoping the Soviets would get bogged down in a Vietnam-type situation. So you've got to ask yourself, why? Why? When these characters who understand these techniques of bogging a country down, the Kissingers and Brzezinskis, are all for bogging the U.S. and the Western countries down over in Afghanistan and Iraq, and eventually Iran, according to the policies, and then Syria afterwards. Why are they doing that? They're using the last of the power of the taxpayer of America with its weaponries to fulfill an agenda, a global agenda. And I've said it over and over, as they finish it off, they are taking down the American institution back home. They're taking the rug away from under your feet at the same time. And that's what's been happening steadily for many years now, even before 2001, but definitely gone up in rapidity since then. The financial crash was a planned crash. It was part of the course to further depoverish people within the United States. And far from creating massive anger, has been temporarily cushioned, this whole financial meltdown, the planned meltdown. And many of the people can still turn on their TV sets, the ones that are still working, that is, and buy their little iPods, the new ones, and watch their favorite shows and play. They can play like they've never played before. Any other time in history, people would be talking to each other, bitching about things to each other, and that's when unrest starts, and then that's when change is demanded from the bottom. In the old days, the politicians at least had to pretend they were listening. They don't even bother anymore, if you notice, at all. There's no pretense that they have anything to do with you, in fact. They just rule you. But they also know, as I say, that millions of people are quite happy going out to their favorite bars, going to a dance, watching the movies, endless cheap entertainment. So they can live in a fantasy land and never think about the hard facts of reality and where things are going. Mind you, the governments are all prepared, of course, across the Western world for the riots, because I've gone over their blueprints from the Department of Defense, NATO and Britain, and the U.S. military. Their projections for the next 30 to 50 years are all the same, with riots starting around 2010 and speeding up due to even famine in some areas. And when you think about it, why on earth are people so stirred up over in the Middle East with the U.S.? Well, what the U.S. is doing over there is following what's called the Kirkpatrick agenda. She first came out with this in the 70s, seeing America's role would be to dominate a lot of these countries in the long term. And therefore, rather than go for one country at a time and bring the troops home, they would put in big bases, permanent bases, which they could use to hop off to the next country with. And that's what they're doing across the Middle East and Asia today. The people over there see it happening, and the people back in America are kept in the dark. They don't even know that they're paying for these massive installations to be built, permanent installations, for what you might say is perpetual war. But as I say, there's always retaliation, and that's what's happening in the U.S. today from those abroad. Back with more after this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first-of-its-kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa? Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just talking about the retaliation that comes upon the U.S. for deeds which most of the U.S. citizenry are completely oblivious of. And that's the way things are run today, because we're kept out of all the big affairs of government, completely kept out, like a different species almost, and maybe that's not too far from the truth. But here's an article here from the Times Online, December 31st, 2009. And it says, Western troops are accused of executing 10 Afghan civilians, including children. And it shows you a photograph of Afghanistani protesters, some of them are just children, shouting slogans and banners protesting the U.S. military in Afghanistan. And it says, American-led troops were accused yesterday of dragging innocent children from their beds and shooting them during a night raid that left 10 people dead. The Afghan government investigators said that 8 school children were killed, all but one of them from the same family. Locals said that some victims were handcuffed before being killed. See, that's execution style. Western military sources said that the dead were all part of an Afghan terrorist cell responsible for manufacturing improvised explosive devices, which they call IEDs. They've got the lovely little things, IEDs, which have claimed the lives of countless soldiers and civilians. This is the official thing. It says, this was a joint operation that was conducted against an IED cell that Afghan and U.S. officials had been developing information against for some time, said a senior NATO insider. Look at the board on who's NATO, and you'll shudder, like Madeleine Albright's up there. You know, Miss Wonderful herself, the one who's got so much compassion for people that she starves whole nations to death. This NATO official says, admitted that the facts about what actually happened went down are in dispute. That means it's probably true. The allegations of civilian casualties led to protests in Kabul and Jalalabad, with children as young as 10 chanting death to America. That's how you make friends and influence people, right? And demanding that foreign forces should leave Afghanistan at once. President Karzai sent a team of investigators to Narang District in eastern Kunar province after reports of a massacre first surfaced on Monday. The delegation concluded that a unit of international forces descended from a plane Sunday night into Ghazi Khan village in Narang district of the eastern province of Kunar and took 10 people from their homes, 8 of them school students in grades 6, 9 and 10, one of them a guest, the rest from the same family, and shot them dead. A statement on President Karzai's website said. Asadullah Wafa, who led the investigation, said that U.S. soldiers flew to Kunar from Kabul, suggesting that they were part of a special forces unit. At around 1 a.m. three nights ago, some American troops with helicopters left Kabul and landed about 2 kilometers away from the village, he told the Times. The troops walked from the helicopters to the houses, and according to my investigation, they gathered all the students from 2 rooms into 1 room and opened fire. Mr. Wafa, a former governor of the Helmand province, met President Karzai to discuss his findings yesterday. I spoke to the local headmaster. He said, it's impossible that they were Al-Qaeda. They were children, they were civilians, and they were innocent, and I condemn this attack. In a telephone interview last night, the headmaster said that the victims were asleep in 3 rooms when the troops arrived. 7 students were in 1 room, said Rahman Jan Esas. A student and 1 guest were in another room, a guest room. And a farmer was asleep with his wife in a 3rd building. First, the foreign troops entered the guest room and shot 2 of them. Then they entered another room and handcuffed the 7 students. Then they killed them. Abdul Khalik, the farmer, heard shooting and came outside. When they saw him, they shot him as well. He was outside. That's why his wife wasn't killed. A local elder, Jan Mohammed, said that 3 boys were killed in 1 room and 5 were handcuffed before they were shot. I saw their school books covered in blood, he said. The investigation found that 8 of the victims were aged from 11 years to 17. The guest was a shepherd boy who was 12 years old, called Samar Gul, the headmaster said. He said that 6 of the students were at high school and 2 were at primary school. He said that all the students were his nephews. In Jalalabad, protesters set alight a U.S. flag and an effigy of President Obama after chanting death to Obama and death to foreign forces. In Kabul, protesters held up banners showing photographs of dead children alongside placards demanding foreign troops leave Afghanistan and stop killing us. That seems like quite a natural request, doesn't it? Then it's got 10-year-olds here, protesters. One of them said, we're sick of Americans bombing us. The Americans are just all the time killing civilians. So anyway, and then you get NATO's spinal, but as I say, there's no one in NATO you can trust at all when you look at the names of who runs NATO today. But that's what they're bringing on the US. Long-term trouble. Which is exactly what those within government, the US, want. They want to keep this emergency state going for as long as they can, as they completely alter the whole face and system of the US, the culture, way of life, everything. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Today.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. I'll also put that link up on my site at the end of the show, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and all the other articles I mentioned. I'll put up one too, and it's from April the 10th, 2009, I think it's from a Pakistani website, with the casualties of all these drones, these unmanned drone aircraft that they're hyping on from the Pentagon, how wonderful they are. The things that cost you millions of dollars, of course, that you all have to pay off, and your great-grandchildren, but then they love borrowing from the world bankers, that government down there, same as Canada. And it says here, 60 drone hits, and this is 1 month, 60 drone hits kill four Al-Qaeda men, and it kills 687 civilians in the process. Quite something. Lahore, of the 60 cross-border predator strikes carried out by the Afghanistan-based American drones in Pakistan between January 14, 2006 and April 8, 2009, only 10 were able to hit their actual targets, killing 14 wanted Al-Qaeda leaders, beside killing 687 innocent Pakistani civilians. I don't think people realize the backlash, the intergenerational backlash this kind of stuff causes. When if you're on the receiving end, you know that if you live amongst 1,000 people, if they want one person, they'll kill all of you to get that one person because they don't think much of your lives in the first place. I'll put this link up. I'll give you all the different figures and data and so on as well. And there's a bill going through the U.S. Nobody's been on about the bill, and this is from Bloomberg, December the 30th, who went through this incredibly long, massively long bill as H.R. 4173, the financial reform legislation passed earlier in the month by the House of Representatives, and it's still be passed, I think, by the Senate. At least the Senate's going to put their own reform plan in. And everyone has heard what it was supposed to be about, but it's not. It's literally a guarantee of another $4 trillion should there be another crash. It's to save the bankers. It says, for all its heft, the bill doesn't one mention the words too big to fail, the main issue confronting the financial system. Admitting you have a problem, as any 12-stepper knows, is a crucial first step towards recovery. Instead, it supports the biggest banks. It authorizes the Federal Reserve banks to provide as much as $4 trillion in emergency funding the next time Wall Street crashes. So much for no more bailouts talk. That is more than twice what the Fed pumped into markets this time around. The size of the fund makes the bribes in the Senate's healthcare bill look minuscule. And yeah, the guy's right on. That's how things are done up in that corrupt system. And that's the same across the Western Hemisphere. It's utterly corrupt now, with lobbyists and bribery, and it has been for an awful long time. It says, oh, hold on, the Federal Reserve and Treasury Secretary can't authorize these funds unless there is at least a 99% likelihood that all funds and interest will be paid back. Too bad the same models used to foresee the housing meltdown probably will be used to predict this likelihood as well. The bill also allows the government in a crisis to back financial firms' debts, more bailouts, so the bondholders can sleep easy. There are more bailouts to come. The legislation does create a council of regulators to spot risks to the financial system and big financial firms. Unfortunately, this group is made up of folks who missed the problems that led to the current crisis. They didn't miss them. They didn't miss them at all. Don't worry, this time regulators will have better tools. 6 months after being created, the council will report to Congress on whether setting up an electronic database would be a help. Maybe they'll even get to use that internet thingy. This group, amongst its many powers, can restrict the ability of a financial firm to trade for its own accounts. Perhaps this section should be entitled, Yes, Goldman Sachs Group and Inc., we're looking at you. The bill also allows regulators to prohibit any incentive-based payment arrangement. In other words, banker bonuses are still in play. Maybe Bank of America Corp. and Citigroup Inc. shouldn't have rushed to pay back troubled asset relief program funds. The bill kills the Office of Thrift Suspension, a toothless watchdog. Well, kill may be too strong a word. That agency and its employees will be folded into the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Further proof that government never really disappears. Since Congress isn't cutting jobs, why not add a few more? The bill calls for more than a dozen agencies, there you go again, to create a position called Director of Minority and Women Inclusion. People in these new posts will be presidential appointees. I thought too big to fail banks were the pressing issue. Turns out it's diversity and patronage. Not that the House is entirely sure of what the issues are, at least judging by the two dozen or so studies the bill authorizes, but a quarter of them relates to credit rating companies, an area in which the legislation falls short of meaningful change. Sadly, these studies don't tackle tough questions like whether we should just do away with ratings altogether. Here's a tip, do the studies, then write the legislation. Under consumer protection, it says, the bill isn't all bad, though. It creates a new consumer financial protection agency, another agency. The brainchild of Elizabeth Warren, currently head of a panel overseeing TARP. And the first director gets the cool job of designing a seal for the new agency. Oh, wow, a lot of fun with that, eh? My suggestion, Warren riding a fiery chariot while hurling lightning bolts at Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. Best of all, the bill contains a provision that, in the event of another government request for emergency aid to prop up the financial system, debate in Congress be limited to just 10 hours. Anything they can get Congress to shut up can't be all bad. Even better would be if legislators actually tackled the real issues stemming from the financial crisis, end bailouts, and for the sake of my eyes, write far, far shorter bills. So, ain't that the truth, eh? The more things change, the more they stay the same. Well, they have to stay the same because, as I say, they're taking everybody down. The countries are getting taken down, especially the U.S. What an attack they've had for years now. Incredible. But again, they have to. I've read articles here from the big greenie groups, remember, that are financed by the big foundations, the multi-trillionaire boys, who've said that they'll never allow another America to exist. Never. And they've even said, some of the leaders too, that were all at Copenhagen, meeting with all the politicians, they even said they should dismantle every factory, every big business in the United States. That's what they want. And they're doing it. They're doing it. They've certainly dismantled all the small businesses, following Britain's lead. Britain was doing that in the times of Maggie Thatcher. But then again, Carl Quigley said that eventually only international corporations will be the big employers. And that's happened in a lot of countries already. And it's wonderful, too, I keep mentioning and comparing Britain with the U.S. because, you see, everything that's happened in Britain over the years is to happen still in the U.S., even with its national health care system. And as I say, I've read the RAND report that the government requested they do for the Obama administration. And what the RAND did was look at Britain and found ways to cut all the corners out of Medicare, basically, this new system they're bringing in, this mandatory system that you must pay insurance for, and all the things you won't be getting, but it won't be covering. It's the bare bones minimum. Exactly, as I say, what the UN Charter calls for. The UN says that every nation will have a minimum health care system. But once they put it in, too, it affects every facet of hospitals. A lot of hospitals, especially in national health care systems, depend on charity to get the equipment and even the materials, often, that they can't get from the government. So they're going after the assets of charities now in Britain that fund the National Health Service. And it says, this is Tuesday, December 29th, 2009, it says here. And it's from the Mail Online. Ministers could swipe, this. Ministers in Britain means politicians, could swipe £2 billion in National Health Service assets as they move to nationalise charity donations. We're totally under communism. Ministers have been accused of planning to seize control of £2 billion in assets managed by hospital charities. Critics called the move a secret plan to slash National Health Service spending. More than £300 million handed over every year in donations to children's hospitals and cancer charities could be nationalised. They can't leave anything up. They've got to get their hands in everything and rob it blind. Under new rules coming into force in April, hospitals will have to list income and assets from their charitable arms on their main balance sheets. This is Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital in London, which received £60 million in charitable donations in the year April 2008, is likely to be hit hardest under new rules to nationalise donations. There are fears that this will see donations to health charities subsumed into the general health budget, which already faces huge strains due to Britain's soaring budget deficit. Why have they got all these budget deficits, but they can go and fight wars across the whole planet? Getting back to the article, it says the effect could be to deter people from giving money and put pressure on hospital bosses to channel donations designed for one thing into other areas of their budgets. Ministers could then use the change in accounting procedures as a Trojan horse to cut funding to hospitals with successful charity wings in order to stretch the National Health Service budget elsewhere. The cons they've done under this Sovietized system is astonishing. In the past, I've read some of them on the air when the government demanded that they, just like that overnight, just have more wards available, And so they get inventive when you're given an order, and they're taking the wheels off trolleys and corridors and calling them wards. That's all been done. And then the cancer patients, of course, were all given questionnaires as to when they were going to their holidays. That was one of the questions. Then they're all given their time to come in, given to them when they knew they were all away on holiday. Then they went back to the bottom of the list to wait for another 2 or 3 years or till the grave, basically. There's no trick dirty enough that it won't be done. And the US is looking forward to copying this exact same system. Quite something, eh? The Sovietization of the world, really. But people in America thought that would never happen. Never happen. And I saw it years ago happening. And so did many other people that have been watching. And now, as I say, you have governments that are completely out of touch with it. In fact, they don't care what the people think. They really don't care what the public think anymore. It's dictatorship time. And it has been openly since 2001. Doesn't matter what puppets in front there or what party is there. Interesting that every gadget they give out there, every scientific gadget, especially for the children, always has many different purposes apart from changing society. When you look into the definitions of what science is, in fact, one of the main definitions is something introduced that changes society and social behavior. From radio, television was a great one for changing society and behavior. And then, of course, the internet and the various gadgets, iPods, all the rest of it. And the guy who was designed or came up with the Twitter company is into another area now where it's got a gadget that can be attached to your mobile phone and credit cards can be swiped through. So anyone with one of these phones and this little get plug-in gadget can take credit cards wherever they go, take payments. That'll change things too. But what also is coming out, not in the same article, but it's coming out in the Bluetooth and all the other gadgets out there, is that the children now will have an emergency eco button built in with a link direct to some government agency that will locate them exactly where they are, pinpoints it, and they can take a photograph of some adult doing an eco crime, like maybe not doing their garbage properly and stuff like that. So that's big. You think this is all by chance? Why would private businesses be putting things in there that are on the cutting edge of the political spectrum or agenda? Why is that? Why would they be helping the children become a whole generation of spies, apart from the fact they're getting brainwashed in schools, that the adults are all to blame for the world's problems and the devastation of the world's ecosystem? Which is all nonsense anyway. There's nothing done by accident. And I've said before, the big corporations that are out there are not independent businesses. All through the Cold War, they said those with the highest technologies would win the Cold War. And therefore, they couldn't allow any private company to spearhead in its own direction and come out with some gadget or gizmo that would bypass all the control of the CIA or the Pentagon. Therefore, the CIA, just like Britain, and MI5 and 6 put out real international corporations. And now you have dozens of them, all run by guys who retire from MI6 and the CIA, to make sure they're all on board together, and they don't let anybody come in to the game, going off in their own direction with their own particular formats outside, say, Windows or whatever. That's why they made Bill Gates the king boy. He was made to be who he is. His company couldn't fail, even if he sat on his ass all day and did nothing except read comics. Couldn't fail, it was guaranteed. People think they're really living in a world of free competition and independent. Look at the big companies. I've read the articles on the air with Sony and Toshiba and all these guys and what they're really into. Brain chips and all the rest of it. You think that's just to entertain you? That's a political agenda to have everyone brain chipped in the future, not too far away, for control purposes. And it will be sold as, my God, you'll be in virtual reality anytime you want to be. You could even be in your own movie, in your head. But I'll tell you, who's going to be doing the programming? It ain't going to be you. And if you're not in charge of what's going to happen in your head, then bye-bye. Bye-bye. And you can Twitter away to that too. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And for one last article, it's about to do with, again, recycling, silly things like recycling laws. These are all training us in ways we don't understand. It's not just to do with recycling. It's to do with obeying. Because many new laws will come along the pike in different areas, and you adapt. You see, you start learning to obey. That's what all this is about. And this article here is from the SF Gate, San Francisco, and is from the 10th of June, 2009. San Francisco, okay, is toughest recycling laws in U.S. throwing orange peels, coffee grounds, and grease-stained pizza boxes in the trash will be against the law in San Francisco and could even lead to a fine. The Board of Supervisors voted 92 Tuesday to approve Mayor Gavin Newsom's proposals for the most comprehensive mandatory composting and recycling law in the country. It's an aggressive push to cut greenhouse gas emissions, and have the city sending nothing to landfills or incinerators by the year 2020. San Francisco has the best recycling and composting programs in the nation, Newscom said, praising the board's vote on a plan that some residents had decried as heavy-handed and impractical. And it says it's expected to take off this fall. It calls for every resident and business in the city to have three separate color-coded bins for waste: blue for recycling, green for compost, and black for trash. Failing to properly sort your refuse could result in a fine after several warnings. Well, in Britain, I think you don't even get the warnings anymore. They just give you a £500,000 fine on the spot. But Newsom and other officials say fines will only be levied in the most egregious of cases. Fines for almost all resident customers and many small businesses, anyone who generates less than a cubic yard of refuse a week, are initially capped at $100. Businesses that don't have proper bins face escalating fines up to $500. And what they're doing with the compost is giving it out back to the public, supposedly, those ones that have the gardens to grow food, saying it's this nice and pure stuff. And tests have been done on it that the stuff is absolutely polluted. Absolutely polluted. But what's new, eh? What's new? So there you go. Under all this guise of helping them out, they're poisoning the public. But again, that's another part of the agenda, isn't it? They don't want a healthy population, certainly not a mentally healthy one, for people can actually think and start to become disgusted with all the totalitarian measures coming down the pike, and they might tell all these characters on their different boards to take a hike. Couldn't have that, eh? Far easier to poison them and make them dumb and happy. Well, as I say, that's basically the new year coming in, and I think most of us have made it through so far. And I think, really, every year, and I know this for a fact, more and more people write and get in touch with me, more people wake up to what's going on, and stuck at different levels, certainly. Some will fly through different levels to the bigger picture. No, it's beyond just voting in people for politics. It's way beyond that. And they know, too, that it's time for the people to take back their rights. You got to take back your rights and demand them. They are your rights. So easy to lose, so hard to regain, as people have found in the past to their cost, as everyone knows if they read history. But it's time to take them all back and tell these people that they are servants, regardless of big fat salaries they give themselves. I'd also cut those down drastically too, and get some decent folk in. So from Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Introducing the new GoPro.